Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, those of you that listened to the past two or three podcasts segment, you probably know that the running theme has been the heavy rains across South Africa and indeed much of Southern Africa, and the impact of that on farming, particularly those that are tilling the land for grains, oil seeds, fruits and vegetable, and in the livestock industry. And I think it's for this reason that when I noticed the United States Department of Agriculture's Pretoria office releasing a report where they are outlining about how they think about South Africa's maize production in the 2022-23 season, I thought, no, I have to bring this to the conversation, because they painting a picture that is roughly in line with what we had in mind. An optimistic picture, although a crop that is less than what we saw in the 2021-22 season, but it's still nonetheless a good crop. So they released this report focusing on South Africa's maize, and what they say is that they think our commercial farmers in the country could plant around about 2.6 million hectares for maize in the 2022-23 season, which means the crop that is planted now and will be harvested next year. Now, these numbers that they're putting out are roughly the same with what the Crop Estimate Committee, which is a committee within the Department of Agriculture constituted with some outside researchers that is responsible for estimating the actual grains and the oil seeds in South Africa. So this is in line with their view, because their view was the farmers could plant about 2.59 million hectares. And the USDA, which is the United States Department of Agriculture, are saying South African farmers could plant about 2.6 million hectares. So that was the first thing that actually caught my attention. I was like, okay, this is good. But of course, this is slightly less than last season, because in the last season, which is the 2021-22, the area planted for maize in South Africa was 2.62 million hectares. So really marginally lower than that, but nonetheless, if you take this and you look at the long-term average, we're well above that. So this is a good area that we're planting. Another important insight that came out of this report by the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture Pretoria office, was that the yield in South Africa's maize could average at about 5.7 tons per hectare. Now, if you take that 5.7 tons per hectare, you multiply that with the area that they are estimating about 2.6 million hectares, you come out to a crop of about 15 million tons that South Africa could harvest. Now, you look at that crop, you say, hold on, in the 2021-22 season, how much did South Africa actually harvest? And there, the numbers we have is 15.3 million tons. So also just marginally down from there, but pretty much a good harvest if you were to look at it from a long-term perspective and say, what's the long-term average maize production in South Africa, which is usually just around about 12.8 million tons of maize. So if you are at 15, you're well above that. So this is a good crop that they are estimating. But most importantly is that if you were to look at South Africa's annual maize consumption, we're well above that. South Africa's annual maize consumption is hovering just under 12 million tons. It's at 11.8 million tons. That's how much that we're consuming a year, both white and yellow maize. And now if we are having then a crop, or we could have a crop of 15 million tons, it means that we could still sit with about 3 million tons or so for the export markets, will still sit comfortably, because you consider the stocks from the previous season, you consider this 15 million tons, there will be a lot that will be destined for the export markets, which is why then I thought when I saw these USDA numbers and I was like, these are actually in line with some of the thinking that we have, which is that while it's raining a lot across South Africa, we still have optimism that farmers are able to work out their land and we might have a good crop. And in fact, if one goes back and listen to last week's segment, you know that we made the point that certain key areas like Free State, parts of Mpumalanga, KZN, they've already planted plus 30% and some areas plus 40% of the area, and there's good progress that is happening. And I think the past week, because it was fairly dry the past week compared to the other 2 weeks before that. I think farmers probably increased the area planting even much faster than what the last segment alluded to. And in fact, probably in the coming week or so, I'll make a few calls, see some people, get a sense of where the progress is on the ground and report that in another segment. But there is good improvement in plantings, both on maize and soybean, and to an extent sunflower also in the western side of the country. But these are the numbers for maize that the USDA is having. Now, South Africa is generally a net exporter of maize, and we have good markets. For example, our export markets include Taiwan, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Botswana, Italy, Namibia, Eswatini, Mozambique, Spain, Lesotho, Angola, Zimbabwe, and many others. So those are the markets, export markets. And I think in this new season, if we have 3 million tons or so, or even marginally less than that for exports, we'll likely see a lot going out to those Far East markets, Taiwan, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea. The Southern Africa countries like Zimbabwe might actually have a fairly good crop if we have a fairly good crop as well, because of this favorable rainfall. But of course, a lot will also depend about how much they get to plant. Do they have sufficient good seeds, fertilizer? What's the yields going to look like at the end? But I think the outlook in general, which is positive for South Africa, it should be the similar story for Zimbabwe, Zambia, and the others in the region. But the export markets will still be there for us, and I think we should be able to push the exports to that. The reason I'm positive about the rainfall is that, I mean, we are in a La Nina years, and this is a point that the previous segments of this podcast have said. And in La Nina, it tends to be favorable or higher rainfall across the Southern Africa region, while of course in East Africa, you would experience some bit of droughts there. Particularly Kenya and the others in that area, it might be dry there. Kenya now is working on, of course, I've made another podcast segment about them lifting the ban on the imports and the cultivation of genetically modified maize, white maize. They're about to finalize of that so that we can see if they will be able to import some of that maize from South Africa in the coming season or not. Those are some of the things that are on the pipeline that we'll be watching. But the important point is that also fertilizer prices at this point are over 20% up from last year, which is why I think for Zimbabwe, Zambia, and the others, the use of fertilizer will also be affecting the yields that they will get, which is that story then that I was saying. Yes, I'm positive about growing conditions, but not sure about what the fertilizer use and the seed sales and the impact thereafter on yields will be. But broadly speaking, they're likely to have a better season. Now, that's the commercial story for South Africa. South Africa is a dualistic agriculture. You have a commercial story, and you have also the smallholder farmer story. The USDA, which is the United States Department of Agriculture, Pretoria office, they put out some numbers also for smallholder farmers in South Africa to say where do they anticipate that the area planting will be. And that number is 3,000 hectares. That it's down from 379,000 hectares from the previous season. That's how much that they are anticipating. In terms of yields, I've made the point that the commercial yield in South Africa is at 5.7 million tons, but for smallholder farmers, it's about 2 tons per hectare. Now you take the 302, and that gives you a harvest of about 600,000 tons. That will still be a good harvest, down from the previous season, which was about 657,000 tons, but it's still a good season, and I think it will help on covering the household maize needs in various communities in South Africa, and a positive, of course, when we think about food security. Now, if you take that smallholder farmer's yield and you yield and harvest, and you combine with a commercial one, this means that South Africa could actually be in a position where it has a crop of about 15.6 million tons, which will be down by 3% from a previous season. So these are some of the numbers that we are looking at that I think are worthwhile paying attention to as we look into this new season. But of course, then this decline in area planting, particularly for the smallholder farmers and to a certain extent also on the commercial farming yield that the USDA is anticipating, is largely due to a switch. there's an anticipation that farmers will switch to soybeans because of the profitability issues. And in fact, if you were to look at South Africa's Crop Estimate Committee's numbers, they are anticipating that soybean area in South Africa could increase by 16% from the previous season when we're looking at what farmers can plant in the 2022-23 season. And the area they anticipate is 1.08 million hectares, which will be a record. So there is that switch that is taking on, which is what is resulting to these dynamics that you are seeing in these numbers that we're reporting. But broadly speaking, I still think that South Africa would firmly be a net exporter of maize, and these numbers are looking fairly good. But though I must admit that it's still very early. It's still very early. Like I was saying in the last segment, you can scroll back and listen to the last segment. The farmers are still planting, and the update that I'm promising that in the coming weeks I will provide, it still speaks to those planting. So we may actually end up with a bigger crop, or this one, or slightly less. But I'm not thinking that will be slightly less. I think we have more of an upside when we look at the weather conditions and we look at the fertilizer sales and we're looking at the seed sales across the country. I think we have much of a upside. So there will still be a bit of an update about these numbers. And in fact, the Crop Estimate Committee will, on the 26th of January 2023, release their view on the preliminary planting. And now we'll take that preliminary planting, look at the average yields of the years that are similar to this season, and that will give us guidance about what the crop will be. And then on the 28th of February 2023, the Crop Estimate Committee will release their first production estimate, which of course then one can look at it and compare with what the USDA has, as well as the estimates that we would have made in the previous month. And then that will give a bit of a guidance about how much is South Africa's maize crop in the coming season. But broadly, all of these data will have minimal impact on prices at this point. What is influencing the prices is the weather conditions in the global space, the global market conditions in the Black Sea, Russia-Ukraine war, and the grain deal developments there, the currency dryness in South America, demand for grains, or decline in the demand in China because now there's lockdowns and everything that are happening. So those global factors are the key things that are influencing the prices. And of course, the rand to the US dollar is one of those things that is important when we think about the maize prices. But the points that I've alluded to, they form the basis of the fundamentals when we're trying to understand where South Africa's maize market is looking like in the coming season. Folks, that's all that I have this week. I'll come back in the coming week. I may come back with the crop issues, or I may start speaking more on the political economy of agriculture, because we have the ANC conference that is starting around the 15th of December, and we've been doing a bit of writing about some of the things we anticipate on that. I might start recording some of the views in the podcast related to that, or stick with the technical farming issues. We'll see how the week goes, but there's a lot to say about the conference that is coming up. That's it for me. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. You can read more about some of the stuff that I write on my blog, www.wandilesihlobo.co.za, or in the website of the organization that I work for, which is the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, which is www.agbiz.co.za, www.agbiz.co.za. Thanks for listening, folks.